by counsel, guys, in any sport is that when you're set up for success, I don't care if it's an extra $1 million, there's a lot of value in being in a place where you're set up for success long term. A player that's consistent year in, year out is going to be paid as much or more anyway, and the quality of life is a very, very different factor. Final question is, Bernie Williams, is he going to come back to the Yankees?
Well, that's that is a dilemma in the sport these days. There are very, very few players that have played with their team, especially in baseball, for their entire career, one team. And Bernie has done that. Now, the Yankees, in trying to improve, even last year he came back, and he was a fourth outfielder, but because Matsui got hurt and he had a lot of time, it ended up being that Bernie got a lot of chance to play and played well. I mean, he was not Bernie Williams of old, but he played well. You'd like to think that Bernie Williams is going to be a Yankee for his entire career, but if he signed on with them right now, he's going to probably be a fifth outfielder. Come in the middle of the season when they might need some roster flexibility, and Bernie isn't playing that much, they've got their outfield all set, are they going to end up having to release Bernie Williams in the middle of the season? Is that going to be a good situation for them? I don't think so. I think they're trying to deal with it now, but you can't blame a guy for wanting to keep on playing. It's a lot of fun out there for him at this stage of his career. If he's healthy, I don't blame him. So it is a touchy situation and one that has to be dealt with the idea that Bernie Williams is a Yankee and really should stay a Yankee.